Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor by Ram Goldar, and today Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Hey, the first parak, Arba Avos. The first parak is sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Moshe and Dvorah Smith and is dedicated to our courageous soldiers of Tzahal, the remarkable citizens of Israel, and to all incredible Jewish people. May Kodesh Baruch Hu watch over all of us and grant Israel a complete victory over Hamas and the return of all the hostages safely. So the three tops are going to focus on. Number one, after presenting Rebbe Oshia's list of 13 avos and Rebbe Chiya's list of 24, the Gemara explains that our Mishnah's mentioning a number of 4 avos is intended to exclude Rebbe Oshia's additional avos, and Rebbe Oshia's number is intended to exclude Rebbe Chiya's additional avos. Rebbe Chiya's number is Gomute Moser Mefagel, to exclude an informer who causes someone's possessions to be confiscated and one who makes someone's carbon pigel. He didn't list Mefagel because he doesn't discuss damages specific to Kachim. He didn't list a Moser, an informer, because this damage is inflicted through speech alone, Ubi Debura or Kamairi, and he does not discuss damage inflicted through speech. Although he did list Motzi Shemra, one who slanders his wife, accusing her of adultery, Dibur de Espe Maisu, its damage was speech that also involved an act, meaning relations with her, without which he's not Chayev. Although Edim Zomim is listed, which involve only speech, meaning they're Edus, Rachmana Kar Yemaisa, Hashem called it an action, as it says in the Pasuk, Vasisimo Kasher Zamamu Asos Lachiv, and you shall do to him as he plotted to do to his brother. Pointing to the Gemara is that although the term avos in our Mishnah is understandable, because the 4 primary damagers all have toldos, subcategories, but according to Rabbi Oshia and Rabbi Chiya, who list avos which do not have any toldos, in what sense are they called avos? Riavo answers, Kulan ka avos l'shalma metav. They're all like avos in that they must pay from superior grade land. The Gemara explains the source that all forms of damages pay with superior land, although it was only written regarding Shein and Regel. Asya tachas, nesina, yeshalom, kesev. It's derived with the gzer shava from the words tachas, nesina, yeshalom, and kesev. Rashi explains that these terms appear in Psukim about the 4 avos of our Mishnah, which all require paying from superior land, as derived from Shein and Regel. All damages listed by the other braises include one of these 4 terms and are derived from the 4 avos to pay from superior land. And pointing with you, although the Mishnah taught that no av can be derived from any other, Rabbi says, V'kul ki shadis bor benayu, and all the avos, if you put bor among them, meaning if the Torah taught bor, which is uniquely stationary, and any other av, asiyakul b'ma'at sad, all others could be derived from those 2 with the rule of a common characteristic, lebar makaren, except for karen, which cannot be derived from them, shekem muadi metchilasam, because they're all moved from the beginning as opposed to karen. He adds that there is an opinion that even Karen could be derived. The reason they were all written separately, although they could have been derived from Atzadah Shava, is L'Hilchosen, to teach their unique laws. Karen adds a distinction between Tam and Amuad. Regel and Shein are exempt for damages inflicted in Rishus of Rabim. Bor is exempt from paying for damages to Kalim, or according to Yehuda, who disagrees, for a person who dies there. Fire is taught to exempt it from Tamun, hidden items destroyed by it, or, according to Yehuda, who disagrees, to obligate it for scorching a plowed field or stones. So once again, the 3 points are, number 1, after presenting Rabbi Oshia's list of 13 avos and Rabbi Chiya's list of 24, the Gemara explains that our Mishnah's mentioning a number of 4 avos is intended to exclude Rabbi Oshia's additional avos, and Rabbi Oshia's number is intended to exclude Rabbi Chiya's additional avos. Rabbi Chiya's number is Gomute Moser Mefagel, to exclude an informer who causes someone's possessions to be confiscated and one who makes someone's carbon pigel. He didn't list Mefagel because he doesn't discuss damages specific to Kachim. He didn't list a Moser, an informer, because this damage is inflicted through speech alone, Ubi Debura or Kamairi, and he does not discuss damage inflicted through speech. Although he did list Motzi Shemra, one who slanders his wife, accusing her of adultery, Dibur de Espe Maisu, its damage was speech that also involved an act, meaning relations with her, without which he's not Chayev. Although Edim Zomim is listed, which involve only speech, meaning they're Edus, Rachmana Kar Yemaisa, Hashem called it an action, as it says in the Pasuk, Vasisimo Kasher Zamamu Asos Lachiv, and you shall do to him as he plotted to do to his brother. Pointing to the Gemara is that although the term avos in our Mishnah is understandable, because the 4 primary damagers all have toldos, subcategories, but according to Rabbi Oshia and Rabbi Chiya, who list avos which do not have any toldos, in what sense are they called avos? Riavo answers, Kulan ka avos l'shalma metav. They're all like avos in that they must pay from superior grade land. The Gemara explains the source that all forms of damages pay with superior land, although it was only written regarding Shein and Regel. Asya tachas, nesina, yeshalom, kesev. It's derived with the gzer shava from the words tachas, nesina, yeshalom, and kesev. Rashi explains that these terms appear in Psukim about the 4 avos of our Mishnah, which all require paying from superior land, as derived from Shein and Regel. All damages listed by the other braises include one of these 4 terms and are derived from the 4 avos to pay from superior land. And pointing with you, although the Mishnah taught that no av can be derived from any other, Rava says, v'kul ki shadis bor benayu, and all the avos, if you put bor among them, meaning if the Torah taught bor, which is uniquely stationary, and any other av, asiyakul b'ma'atzad, all others could be derived from those two with the rule of a common characteristic, l'bar makaren, except for karen, which cannot be derived from them, shekem muadim et chilasam, because they're all moved from the beginning as opposed to karen. He adds that there is an opinion that even Karen could be derived. The reason they were all written separately, although they could have been derived from Hatzada Shava, is L'Hilchosen, to teach their unique laws. Karen adds a distinction between Tam and Amuad. Regal and Chain are exempt for damages inflicted in Rishus of Rabim. Bor is exempt from paying for damages to Kalim, or according to Rabbi Yehuda, who disagrees, for a person who dies there. Fire is taught to exempt it from Tamun, hidden items destroyed by it, or, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who disagrees, to obligate it for scorching a plowed field or stones. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Hey, and our standard Siman is Hey, or a haystack. So here goes. The excluded Moser Emafagel, who hid behind the haystack, so they wouldn't have to pay for Meitav, like all 24 Avos, noticed a man who was about to fall into a bor because he was distracted reading a sign that explained the unique halachos of each of the Arba Avos. Once again, slow motion. The excluded Moser Emafagel, who hid behind the haystack, that must be more Daf Hey. The excluded Moser and Mefago who hid behind the haystack, which reminds us, Rabbi Chiya's list of 24 avos is coming to exclude a Moser and Mefago, an informer who causes someone's possessions to be confiscated, and one who makes someone's carbon pigel. He didn't list Mefago because he doesn't discuss damages specific to Kachim, and he didn't list a Moser, an informer, because this damage is inflicted through speech alone, Ubi Dibura Lo Kamairi, and he doesn't discuss damage inflicted through speech. Mosi Shemra was included because it involves a Maisa, and Eim Zomi was included because the Torah refers to it as an action in the So the excluded Moser and Mefagel, who hid behind a haystack, so they wouldn't have to pay for Meitav, like all 24 Avos, which reminds us, the Gemara asks that although the term Avos in our Mishnah is understandable, because the four Avos all have Toldos, subcategories, but according to Rabbi Oshia and Rabbi Chiya, who list Avos which do not have any Toldos, in what sense are they called Avos? Rabbi Avo answers, Kulun ka Avos l'shalma Meitav, they're all like Avos, in that they must pay from superior great land. So, the excluded Moser and Mefagel, who hid behind a haystack, so they wouldn't have to pay for Meitav, like all 24 Avos, noticed a man who was about to fall into a bor because he was distracted reading a sign that explained the unique halachos of each of the Arba Avos, which reminds us, although the Avos can be derived from bor and one other Av, they were all written L'Hilchosen to teach their unique halachos. So once again, the excluded Moser and Mefagel, who hid behind a haystack, so they wouldn't have to pay for Meitav, like all 24 Avos, noticed a man who was about to fall into a bor because he was distracted reading a sign that explained the unique halachos of each of the Arba Avos. All right, so now it's time for four blah back chazara. Daf Pei Beis. So the simmer Daf Pei Beis is peanut butter. So here goes. The boy whose father taught him the peanut butter business, peanut butter, that must mean we're on Daf Pei Beis. The boy whose father taught him the peanut butter business, since it was a clean and easy trade, which reminds us, in the final mission of the Masechta, Rav Meir says, "Lom yilamed adonis beno umenos nekiya v'kala." A person should always teach his son a clean and easy trade, and he should daven to he whom all wealth and possessions belong, for there's no trade that does not include poverty and wealth, because neither poverty nor wealth is a result of a trade, el hakol v'vizchuso. Rather, everything depends on one's merit. So the boy whose father taught him the peanut butter business, since it was a clean and easy trade, who felt bad for his friend whose father worked as a tanner, which reminds us, it was taught, Ashrei mi shero es hora b'umanos ma'ula. Fortune is he who sees his parents in a superior trade. Oilo mi shero es hora b'umanos paguma. And woe is he who sees his parents in an inferior trade. Similarly, the world requires both perfume merchants and tanners. Fortune is he who is a perfume merchant. And woe is he who is a tanner. So the boy whose father taught him the peanut butter business, since it was a clean and easy trade, who felt bad for his friend whose father worked as a tanner, was jealous of the boy whose father put aside every trade in the world and only taught his son Torah, which reminds us, in a brayso, Rabbi Noroi says, Maniach ani kol umenos shebaolam, I put aside every trade in the world, ve'eni melamed es bini ela Torah, and I only teach my son Torah, because every trade only provides for a person in his youth when he can perform it, but in his old age, he's left exposed to hunger. But Torah is not so. Omedes lo adam be'ez yalduso, it stands by a man in his youth, v'nasenes lo achiz v'tikva be'ez zignuso, and gives him a future and a hope in his old age, because he receives reward for previous study, even if he's too sick or old to do so. Dab Beis. So the Simmer Dab Beis is a bais, a house. So here goes. In front of the Nezikin house, that must mean we're in Dab Beis, bais. In front of the Nezikin house, featuring four rooms for the Arba Avos Nezikin, which reminds us, the Mishnah states that there are Arba Avos Nezikin, Ashor, Abor, Mav, and Hever, and then identifies which of them have things in common with each other and which do not. So, in front of the Nezikin house, featuring four rooms for the Arba Avos Nezikin, and a list of the toldos of Shabbos and Tuma posted on the front door, which reminds us from the term Avos, but called the Ekotoldos, it's implied that there are subcategories of damagers which can be derived from the primary damagers. The Gemara asks, Toldos en kiyotz behen or love kiyotz behen? Are the subcategories similar to the law to the primary categories, like the toldos of Shabbos, or not, like the toldos of Tuma? So, in front of the Nezikin house, featuring four rooms for the Arba Avos Nezikin, and a list of the toldos of Shabbos and Tuma posted on the front door, a shor did negif with his horns to another shor, which reminds us. The Gemara lists the toldos of Karen, damage the goring. We have negifa, pushing, neshicha, biting, ravitza, squatting, and beita, kicking. The Gemara asks that just as goring is an av, because the Torah writes, ki yigach, if an ox shall gore, pushing should also be considered an av, since the Torah writes, ki yigof, if an ox shall push. It answers that the word pushing in the pasuk means goring, striking with horns, as evidenced by the Torah switching to the term goring in the same pasuk. The Gemara explains that goring is used regarding a human victim, whereas pushing is used regarding an animal victim. Because a man has muzzle intelligence, it writes goring, because more forceful intent would be required to harm him, as opposed to an animal. Daf Gimel, so the similar Daf Gimel is a gamal, a camel. So here goes. The Nezikin camel, that must be more than Daf Gimel, gamal. The Nezikin camel that damaged property with its regal, while consuming property with its shame, which reminds us, in a brisa it was taught that the word Beshilach, and he sends forth, refers to damages of regal, and the word Ubir, and it consumes, refers to damages of shame. From the fact that one pasuk refers to shein and the other to regal, we derive that shein is obligated even where the damage is not complete, because the pasuk of regal implies even incomplete destruction, and we derive that regal pays even where it was not sent, because the pasuk of shein implies even such damage. So, the Nezikin camel that damaged property with its regal, while consuming property with its shein, kicked up some chetzi nezik sroros, which reminds us that after proving that all the totals are identical to the avos, the Gemara concludes that when Rav Papa said that some totals are not identical to their av, he was referring to the tolda of regal specifically, but chetzi nezik sroros, the half damage is paid for damage caused by pebbles which shot out from the feet of a walking animal, the Hilchos Gemirla, which is learned from a halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim that it only pays half damages, despite being a told of regal, since it's caused by normal walking. So the Nezikin camel that damaged property with its regal, while consuming property with its chain, kicked up some chetzi nezik sroros, which accidentally hit a mava man while he was busy trying to seek forgiveness, which reminds us, Amoraim dispute the meaning of mava in the Mishnah. Rava says, mava ze adam, mava refers to man who damages, and Shmuel says, mava ze hashein, mava refers to shein. Rav's interpretation is based on the pasuk saying about man, in tva'um vayu, if you seek forgiveness, seek. Rav holds tana shor v'kol mili d'shor. The tana taught ox as a primary damager, which includes all types of ox damages, karen, shein, and regal, so mava cannot refer to shein. Shmuel can respond, tana shor l'karno u'mava l'shino. The tana taught ox referring to damages done with its horn, and taught mava referring to damages done with its teeth. Ultimately, Rav will explain that ox refers to regal, according to Shmuel. Daf Dalad, so the Simur Daf Dalad is a Dalad, a door. So here goes. The angry Eved who burnt down the neighbor's front door, that must be on Daf Dalad, Dalad, door. The angry Eved who burnt down the neighbor's front door, only to discover his master was not chayv to pay, which reminds us, Rav Ashi explains that there's a unique reason to exempt a master for a slave's damages. For perhaps the master will anger him, and in retaliation, the Eved will go and ignite the grain stalk of the master's friend, and it would emerge that he can obligate his master 100 man every day. Therefore, the rabbi has exempted a master from a slave's damages. So the angry Eved who burnt down the neighbor's front door, only to discover his master was not chayv to pay, was forced to take a course on Nezikin and learn why shein is not like regal and ashor is not like an adam, which reminds us the Gemara teaches the relative stringencies of shein versus regal and ashor versus adam. So the angry Eved who burnt down the neighbor's front door, only to discover his master was not chayv to pay, was forced to take a course on Nezikin and learn why shein is not like regal and ashor is not like an adam, and then memorize a list of 24 of his Nezikin, which reminds us the Gemara brings Rabbi Oshia's list of 13 avos and Rabbi Chiya's list of 24 avos and explains why they weren't included in the Mishnah. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which daf do we learn about Chetzi Nezik Sroros? That's on Daf Gimel. Good. Number 2, which of the one that Negicha refers to goring a man and Negifa refers to goring an animal? That's on Daf Base. Good number three. Which of the one the reason why a master is not chayiv for his eved's damages? That's on daf. Dalad. Good number four. Which of the one that even though the avos could have been learned out from bor and one other of, the mission is coming to teach the unique halachas of each one? That's on daf. Hey. Good number five. Which of the one a person should always teach his son a clean and easy trade? That's on daf. Paybase. Good number six. Which of the one we give malkos based on chazakos and we give skila and sreifa based on chazakos? That's on daf. Pay. Good number seven. Which of the one that the 24 ahavos have in common that they all pay from meitav? That's on daf. Hey. Good number eight. Which of the one about relative chumras of shein versus regel and shor versus adam? That's on daf. Dalad. Good number nine. Which of the one that Rav Chiya's list of 24 avos is coming to exclude a moser and mefagel? That's on daf. Hey, good. And number 10, which of the have the list of 13 and 24 avos? That's on daf. Dalad. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldthorpe from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.